Jane Zinder Merrill from Kids Count in Michigan. She is the project director at the Michigan League for Human Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for getting up with us this morning to talk about the food aid report that was released. Some startling information.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Well, the focus of that report seems to be something that is startling. 40% of the babies in Michigan were born to single moms, according to this study. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think that this is news for people. I mean, we are now sort of in touch with the reality of what's happening to families in this day and age. And a lot of our children are being born to a mom who's on her own, and we're seeing an increase across the country in this phenomenon. Michigan is not alone in this. In fact, we're right at the national average. But what it speaks to is how important it is in our communities and in our public policy to be more supportive of these families. They're really struggling. Parents who are trying to work full-time and be also full-time parents have a lot of stress in their lives. And we're seeing at the state level and even at the federal level now pretty substantial cutbacks in programs that promote maternal and infant health and supports for children during early childhood, which we know is a really critical developmental period in children's lives that can have a profound impact on how well they do in school and how well they can then function as adults. So we all have a huge stake in making sure that more of these kids can be successful.
Well, looking at the numbers, 40% of babies born in Michigan are born to single moms. In Clinton County, it's 25%, almost 36% in Eaton. And in Ingham County, it's more than 40% at 42.4%.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We see a lot of variation across the counties in many of these indicators, which speaks to the fact that, you know, geography makes a difference where you're born in Michigan. We see a lot of poverty and stress among our moms and young infants in the northern counties now. We have a lot of hospitals that no longer offer delivery services because so many parents depend on Medicaid for the payment of the delivery. And the Medicaid payments have been reduced substantially, so that it's no longer covering the costs that the hospitals incur. So there's a lot of tensions in our systems that support families these days.
Well, what's interesting about this new report called Right Start is that more children are being born to single parents, and more of those children and moms are growing up in poverty, yet less of these babies are being born by teenage moms.
Yeah, it is. It's not something that you would expect. It's sort of a counterintuitive because it has been in the past that the larger proportion of our births to unmarried mothers was to teenagers. And our teenagers are actually seeing that only 10% of births in Michigan are now to teenagers. But the rising rate of non-marital births is actually among young 20s, between 20 and 25. 66 or two of every three births are to a mom who's unmarried. So that's where the growth is coming. We know that young people are delaying getting married until late 20s, even early 30s. So women are single a lot longer, which raises the likelihood that they could become parents as single women. Nonetheless, I think it's really important to say we still have 12,000 births to teenagers. These are to women under the age of 20 every year in Michigan. And even though we're below the national average, the national average is still substantially above every other industrialized country. Or we have three times the teen birth rate that Canada does. We're 1.5 times above the United Kingdom, which has the highest rate in Europe. So we have a long way to go yet in bringing down that teen birth rate, and the consequences are so profound in this economy if a young person doesn't finish high school or get a GED, and that often is thwarted when a young woman becomes a parent. And we know we've had a huge cutback in adult education funding in this state. We're much less supportive of higher ed, so young people incur a lot of debt trying to get post-secondary training. So it's really important that we bring down even further the teen births so that more young people get a good start in parenting, that they're sort of established professionally or in employment before they start having children.
Jane, in the press release in which you talk about the new report, Right Start, you're quoted as saying it's highly likely that these children will grow up, if not in a poor family, in a family with marginal income. What's that mean?
Well, it means that when a woman has a child on her own, there's a compounding of disadvantage here, because the younger you are, and this is not surprising, the less likely you are to be married. And also, when you put those two things together of not being married and being young, you're likely not to have finished your education. And so the likelihood of your being able to do all that once you start having children is a real challenge. And often women on their own will take jobs at lower income because they want some flexibility to meet the needs of their children. If they're the only adult in the household and they need to be there for their kids, so they'll take jobs that have flexibility. They'll work fewer hours in an attempt to try to combine their parenting responsibilities with employment. It's very difficult. We have in this country, we don't have very enlightened employment policies that allow people to combine parenting responsibilities with employment, particularly for low-income women. If they have a sick child and they don't show up for work, they lose their job. They can't call in sick. Many low-wage workers don't have sick time. They don't have paid vacation time where they can take a few hours in order to wait for a babysitter or, you know, to take their child to the doctor. So there's lots of struggles that low-income women have, particularly if they're the only parent in the household.
Finally, Jane, before I let you go, what does the report say about low birth rate, which has been a challenge, especially in Ingham County?
Oh, yeah, that's a real concern. We're seeing a slight increase. It's not a huge increase in low birth weight. Those infants that are born weighing less than 5.5 pounds. But it's very troubling that we can't seem to bring that rate down. And that's around 10,000 births statewide every year. These children are born at higher risk of chronic disease like cystic fibrosis. They're also often developmentally delayed. And these are the children that are at highest risk for infant mortality, which is also, we have a relatively high rate of infant mortality in this state compared to other states in the nation.
So, what is the plan for the Michigan League for Human Services and you as project director for Kids Count? What is your plan to try and improve some of these numbers?
Well, we take these numbers to policymakers and urge them to make policies that are more in sync with what's actually happening to children. We've been strong advocates to maintain programming to prevent teen pregnancy and to help teens who become parents to do a really good job, and also to have support programs for young families so that they can do the best job possible to raise the next generation.
Jane Zinder-Merrill, Kids Count and Michigan Project Director at the Michigan League for Human Services. Jane, thanks so much for your time today and yesterday. We appreciate you greatly.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about these issues.